If you haven't saved enough for retirement, here's the good news. You are not alone. According to a report from the Employee Benefit Research Institute, almost one quarter of workers say that they and their spouse combined have less than $1,000 saved for retirement. Nearly half of everyone surveyed said that they had less than $25,000 saved. $25,000 is not a lot of money when one considers the potential length and costs of retirement. It would be a reasonable goal to have that much stashed away by the time one is 30 years old, but many people in their 50s and 60s aren't even close to having that much saved up. As reported by CNN Money, someone in their early 30s earning $50,000 a year should have about $30,000 saved, according to one retirement savings calculator. This can be achieved if that person saves about 10% of their income annually, which represents a rule of thumb frequently suggested by many financial planners. When it is time to retire, most people believe that they will need at least $500,000, but somehow few manage to demonstrate the discipline necessary to meet anything approaching that goal. But this is not just about discipline. There is a fundamental difference between those who are on track to meet their retirement savings goals and those who are not. Most of those workers who say they've saved less than $1,000 lack access to a savings account like a 401k at work. For WIPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.